Hi there, this is Social Geek Radio, and I am Deb Evans coming to you live from Houston, Texas. Welcome.
And hello, this is Jack Munson coming to you live from Chicago, and it's another episode of Social Geek Radio. How you doing, Deb?
I am doing great, but I have a funny story I have to share with you, and I hope you think it's funny, via what I did with Periscope yesterday. So are you ready?
Of course, another funny Periscope story. I think it's a whole new segment. We're going to just every week have a good
yeah,
Periscope story.
I think we should.
All right, hit me.
So, you know, you and I talk about this every week. You just have to be brave. You have to be, you know, willing to do it. You have to be transparent. So I have a brand that I work with called Smart Drinks and Nutrition, and one of the products that they sell are smoothies, which are awesome. I mean, I will drink these all day long, blueberry, strawberry, and everything, but they have juices now. So they have a beet juice and, I don't know, some other kind of green juice. And Charles, the franchisor, has been challenging me when I visit, I have to try the beet juice. It's called Smart Beet Juice. I hate beets. I hate beets. But I said, fine, I'll take this challenge. Well, then I'm challenged to do it live via Periscope. I did. I gave everybody a little tour of the Smart Drinks and Nutrition, and I said, I'm scared to drink this red drink. But I did it. And my followers, what do you call them, scope attendees or whatever, were watching and asking about the drink, and it worked. I sipped it, very tiny sips, and it's like, wow, this is pretty cool. I like this stuff. But it could have been an epic fail. It could have been like I spit it out across the counter. I don't like it. And what would you do in a situation like that if you're live and you're scoping and it doesn't go the way you hoped it did? What would you do, Jack?
I think I would just be glad that Periscope videos go away from the public after 24 hours. So I don't think there's much you can do. You're live in the moment, and sometimes things work out with your clients and with franchisors. And, you know, it might have been a very different story if you were working with, you know, Osei Waxy's Irish Pub or something like that. You know, might have been a little bit better of an ending after having a couple of Guinnesses. But you know, I think she who drinks the beet juice live on Periscope is going to pay the price. And fortunately, there is an off button on that recording. So if things went horribly awry, you could have bailed out quickly. So
this is true. But I do get brownie points for testing, right?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Being transparent. So I mean, give me those brownie points. Now, sure. Technically, too, what I could have done, yes, I could have stopped the scope if it wasn't going the way I wanted it to. But so for Periscope users that are not quite willing to go out there and test something like that, let's say it did not go well, I ended the scope, you can go into Periscope and then you can delete it and say, look, I don't want anybody else to see this. Technically, it will be live for 24 hours if you allow it to be live. Mm. So you can go in and you can delete it. Fortunately for me, and for Smart Drinks, it went well, and I was brave and I did it. But there is a way to fix that. So that's my story. I'm sticking to it.
All right, tune in next week for another horrible Periscope gone awry story with Deb Evans. So.
Oh, come on. All right, so let's move on to our topic tonight, and it's not Periscope, but let's introduce our guest that we have. And we are fortunate to have someone from, I guess what you usually say is across the pond, coming live from London area, the UK. And we're going to talk about certainly franchising and lead generation in the UK, but, you know, who, when, where, how do you spend your budgets on digital marketing? And so please help me welcome Nick Strong with Franchise Intelligence. So, Nick, thanks for joining us today.
Hey, you're welcome, Deb. Thank you for inviting me. It's great to join you guys.
It's fun. So Nick and I have known each other. We met originally at IFA here in the States. God, I don't know. How many years ago was it?
You know what? That you're talking about funny stories. I've got my funny story to tell for your audience. And that was actually in San Antonio. I was at IFA, and so were you. And I was just taking a walk around in the evening. and I just bumped into this happy, friendly crowd, and you were leading the pack, and
surprise.
And you were speaking to me, and I said, "Hi, my name's Nick Strong," and you said, "I know who you are. I follow you on Twitter."
So that's right.
We bumped into each other in the streets in San Antonio, and we discovered we were Twitter followers, and we developed our friendship from there. So that was a great way to meet you.
Yeah, and I don't think I saw you the rest of that convention. I saw you on the streets of San Antonio, the Riverwalk, and so Twitter, Skype, Google Hangouts, all those things now social, which has been fun. But it just goes to show what social digital marketing does and how it brings people together. So
yeah,
that's very funny. So it's been many years. So thanks for joining us. And a lot of what we want to talk about too is, you know, this digital world we live in, and how or is it different in the UK as it, you know, here in the US?
Well, I'll tell you what the big revolution is around the buying cycle. Certainly in the UK, and from what I'm hearing, it's exactly the same in the US, and that is that the buyer is being more empowered than ever before. So, especially because we are all now publishers. So, historically, franchisors and sellers have really controlled the message. They've decided what they want to say, where they want to say it, and they've published it through various channels, through various advertising channels. And the historic way that advertising's always worked is that the channel or the publisher owns the community. So the franchisor goes to the community and they publish what they want to say in order to access that community. Now, the difference is there's a big disruption going on, because as you know, we're all centers of our own community now, and we're all influencers. So what's happening is that people are going on to advertising channels. They're still using them and they're still useful for the purposes of awareness. They want to become aware about franchises. They want to become aware of brands and what they do, and perhaps see and learn about the opportunity and where they could fit within that franchise and that brand. Now, what's happening that's changing is that at the bottom of every advertising slot on a portal website or on a magazine, what you have is a form to fill in or a phone number to call or an email address to request further information from the seller, from the franchisor. But now, of course, buyers are becoming aware that that information about brands and the people that make up those brands, the franchisees and the employees and the directors and the customers, are all publishing about that brand. So people are, in ever greater number, stopping filling in that application form at the bottom of the well-written adverts, and they're just opening up another tab, and they're going on to the franchisor's website, they're finding out who the directors are, they're checking out their LinkedIn profiles, they're seeing who's the franchisee near them, and they're putting up alerts around the brand. So by the time they're actually applying for the brand to become a franchisee, certainly we're seeing, they are either being lost in the process because they don't like what they see or what they find is confusing, but if they do come through to the franchise, they're very informed and they're very engaged. Also, the method of communication now may not start with a submission of an inquiry form. It may not start with a phone call. It may start with a Twitter following, with a direct message, with a Skype call. So evermore, the whole dynamic of franchise recruitment is becoming increasingly more fragmented, where the franchisor has to be aware of all the messages that are going on around their brand. So when it comes to recruiting franchisees, it's more a case of understanding the whole message and all the stakeholders in the brand, and understanding the whole conversation and the buzz around the brand, and knowing how to manage the impact of everything that's said or is not said. And impact, I think, is a big word when it comes to advertising engagement and recruitment now, because we're moving away from the seller-led adverts to more of a conversational route that ends up in a meeting. So historically, certainly in the UK, the way it would work would be someone would put out an advert, the buyer would respond, and then there would be a cat and mouse chase of the seller chasing the buyer around on the phone, trying to get hold of them, trying to get in contact with them. But then people may not be getting back to them, and they may be nervous, and there's a lack of trust, which means that there's a lot of fatalities between their initial request and the contact and actually engaging. But now social, if franchisors take hold of social, they can offer conversation before a meeting and really build that trust through conversation before that significant step of commitment into investment and of money and a number of years of one's life is stepped into. So that's kind of the headline of what's happening. It's certainly in the UK, and I'm seeing it in the US as well. It's fragmented messaging, understanding the messaging, and conversation electronically through social happening before that massive significant meeting as far as the investor, the would-be franchisee, is concerned.
Yeah, Nick, it sounds like you've already sort of jumped out in front of the biggest challenge and the biggest problem, where people are investigating and researching your brand well before they even have an initial conversation. It sounds like you've already sort of solved that problem, where you're anticipating that they've already done the research and they've already searched you and read everything that's out there. So now you're turning that into an opportunity. You're turning that into a plus for you by having the right content out there and presenting the right content. So knowing that all of those people are looking at that stuff before the initial conversation, they've already been, they're halfway through the process, right?
I think that an additional challenge, and it is very much a position of being challenged as a seller today, is understanding that there's no longer one message for one generic prospect. Mm. Now we are all, the age of social means that we are all individuals and we expect messages to be for us. So historically you have one brand with one message, and that one message goes out to everyone, and when they apply, they're all in the same position of knowledge or lack of knowledge when the franchisor contacts that prospect and when they invite them into a meeting. And certainly here we have what we call discovery meetings. So we might invite 5, 10, 15, 20 would-be franchisees to a discovery day at our head office. And then the franchisees would arrive, and the assumption would be that all they know about that franchise is what the franchisor has told them in the advertising and in the brochure that they've sent them. But now what franchisors are finding is when people turn up for that discovery day, you could have everyone at a different place in that discovery process and understanding of the brand. So someone may have connected with one of the directors, the franchisor. They might be directing one of the franchisees nearby through Twitter. They may be following 5 of them through their Facebook pages. And someone else might turn up and hasn't done any due diligence whatsoever. So you've got a very different crowd that are all starting in very different places. So the whole social journey is fragmenting people down to me. I want you to care about me, and I want you to know about me. And that's the difference. I think we're moving away from that one message for everyone, assuming everyone is the same profile, and we're moving into a far more personal space. And that's a challenge for franchisors, because how do you manage that resource? How do you have all of those conversations? Right. How do you scale that activity? And these are, I can't suggest that we have all of the answers, but We are working with franchisors in the UK to help them grapple and understand that. And understand also that they don't have to control all the publishing, that all the stakeholders in the brand can be publishers, that the employees, the franchisees, the clients, you know, these, the scale of communication doesn't have to be controlled by the franchisor, doesn't have to be controlled by the seller. But the seller must really, and this is the space that we're really tapping into, we want directors of franchises to be empowered with knowledge and authority around this area. So we're spending a lot of time in educating franchisors how to lead their brand and their voice and their communications with confidence. Because franchising is all about being authority-led. Franchisors are entrepreneurs, they understand the brand, they've taken the risks, they've removed what doesn't work, they've kept what does work. And it's their responsibility to take what is proven, profitable, protected and replicable, and helping franchisees to enthusiastically replicate that system. Now, if what they understand is no longer working how it was, then that creates a chink in the armor of their authority in their leadership. And so what we are focusing on is educating franchisors at director and senior manager level to understand what is going out there on out there through an educational program that we have called the Franchise Internet Social Forum. So which is a webinar and meeting and phone support driven system where we want to get the leaders educated so they can then enter into that trial, test, prove and replicate for their whole network and lead their networks with confidence in this area. Because there's a vulnerability and there's tending to be a denial and an outsourcing of what, so I don't get it and I don't have to get it, because when I don't get it, I employ people that get it for me. So there's a big giving away of one's voice, and that can be quite critical. However, outsourcing is not the bad thing. You can have fantastic outsourcing, but you must understand who you're bringing in and why you're bringing them in, and you must be able to hold them to authority and understand the reports that you get and be able to keep that outsourcing provider to account within your marketing system.
Well, and you know, and to follow up with that, you know, all of that, we're talking lead generation right now, but franchisors need to understand too, once you bring that franchisee into the system, they're going to want to continue to communicate via that platform that they were brought in and very comfortable with. If that shuts down and you say, well, no, you know, we were direct messaging with you on Twitter, or we're Facebook messaging or whatever it is, but now we can only use a telephone, that's not going to be a success for the franchise system going forward. So, you know, that's a something that I talk to franchisors a lot. Is like you've got to keep that communication open in whatever format you've established.
Interesting that I'm finding in my communications, and it comes down to personalization again, that I'm learning who uses what channel. You know, a good friend of mine in the UK is a guy called Simon Bartholomew. He's the chairman of the British Franchise Association. I know that if I email him or phone him, I'll wait maybe a while before I hear back from him. If I direct message him through Twitter, I'll hear back from him within 10 minutes.
Right.
But if I was to direct message someone else via Twitter, I might never hear from them because that they probably gave up on using Twitter about 6 months ago. So, again, it comes down to the individual and their preferences. I think the days of single-channel communication they are fast coming to an end. Another interesting dynamic that I think is important is that the visibility of our communications and franchisors, I think, need to understand that the departmentalism around developing their system really need, those walls need to come down, because what you're finding is the evidence of successful operations is the greatest tool for growing one's franchise network. So the idea of having a VP of marketing and a VP of recruitment and everyone having their own castles and kingdoms and budgets and not collaborating with each other effectively and only understanding the full picture on a director level, I think those days really have to come to an end, and everyone in the organization has to be treated as a stakeholder, because they truly are. And as we all becoming brands in ourselves, when you think about it, you have the Social Geek Radio, you have Franchise Foundry, but there's also Deb Evans. You know, you also build a following and a loyalty. Right. Around yourself, so we're becoming brand stakeholders within the brands that we work for. So, you know, this, the age of the individual, and who we align ourselves to, and how we add value or take value from it, is today.
Very true.
Very good. Nick, we've got just a couple of minutes left, and I had a couple of questions I wanted to throw your way. You were talking about the change in the fragmentation of communication and how you have to use multiple different points of communications for multiple different types of people. Are you seeing any general trends as far as telephone communication is just out the window and email communication is declining and something else is growing? I know everyone's different, but are you seeing any general trends with the people you're working with? And any recommendations on other things to try?
I think my recommendation is that to try and start the conversation earlier. So use the electronic to build trust before you expect people to come into a significant step of due diligence, because certainly in the UK, as far as the British Franchise Association survey is concerned, 250 inquiries are required for 25 meetings in order to recruit a franchisee. So that's a horrendous loss rate, and mostly that loss rate is because people are aspirational. Anyone that wants a franchise is aspirational. They're looking for a better way forward. They're wanting to be ethically led into a better future, and they're fearful about their future. So the fear and the lack of trust and the lack of brand knowledge often means that the significant step into a meeting and due diligence is not achieved. So bringing people into conversation through Skype, through Twitter, through social can build trust, can build understanding, and it can help bridge the gap between an initial inquiry and a significant due diligence process that is far more advanced than has historically been possible.
Great. And final question tonight on communication, specifically with you. We see your website on the screen right now, franchiseintelligence.co.uk. But if any of our listeners would like to continue the conversation, have some additional questions about your process or anything else, what's the best way for someone to reach you?
Well, the best way is what is their preference of social channel.
Good answer.
He's on the ball.
It's all about the user today. So I would say if they want to reach out to me through Twitter, it's Nick Strong. One, and that's a number one, Nick Strong. Mm-hmm. One. They can follow me through Twitter, and I'll follow them back, and they can tell me what's on their mind or what they want to know. They can find me, Nick Strong, through LinkedIn, and they can connect to me through LinkedIn and or Facebook. I keep my personal Facebook account open, and Deb is a personal friend of mine through Facebook. We connect and we share messages. If you connect with me with Facebook, you'll see about family and weddings and births and goodness knows what, and you'll have the whole inside story. So nothing's hidden here. We're living life from
that's
the rooftop
good.
Now.
We're transparent.
So, that's good. We love that. You look like a real live person on Facebook. What a concept.
Yeah, I am. I am as live as I am now. So yeah, you are all very welcome. And if I can assist you, and support you, then I'll make myself available to you. So thank you.
Excellent. Thanks so much for joining us tonight. Nick Strong, Managing Director of Franchise Intelligence. We hope to catch up with you again very soon, Nick. Thanks so much.
Okay,
thank
Jack
you,
and Deb, it's been fantastic being your guest. I really appreciate it.
Very good.